From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, travelers kick into high gear, packing planes and filling up roads. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. This is the start of what could be a record-breaking travel for the Memorial Day weekend. There's also big events all across the Bay Area. Bottle Rock in Napa Valley is getting underway, and Carnival is set to take over San Francisco's Mission District.
Let's get to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch for that Memorial Day weekend forecast. What you got, Jess?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful all across the Bay Area, everyone, especially as we head into our Sunday setup. Now, it will be a little bit chilly for everyone heading out to Carnival for the Grand Parade. However, at least it's dry, and to add to that, it's going to be a great opportunity for you to just warm up, get out there and dance. We're expecting upper 50s all throughout that afternoon. But, you know, Bottle Rock is happening, too, up in Napa Valley. We're also expecting upper 60s, lower 70s, plenty of sunshine in the afternoon. But once that sun sets, boy, it's going to be chilly. And you're going to need to bring a jacket as we head into those evening hours, especially up in Napa and Sonoma County, just in general. Now, here's what we're looking at for Memorial Day all throughout this weekend. 70s in the forecast for us. That's about 5 to 10 degrees below average in our inland areas. Low 60s for our inland bay. And then all the way into our coast we go. Upper 50s this weekend with plenty of clouds. So we're going to have more on those events coming up in just a bit. But for now, over to you, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, Jess. And if you're not sticking around for those major events across the Bay Area, you may be taken to the skies. Live look at SFO, and it's been just as busy at many airports all across the country. The TSA says yesterday was the busiest air travel day since the pandemic, with more than 2.6 million people going through our nation's airports. Joss Moran is at SFO with a look at what to expect to be one of the busiest days in the year.
All right, well, here's what we've been saying. At times, you're going to get this at the security checkpoints. Not much of a line, but careful. All of a sudden, you will see waves of people start to come in ahead of their flights. If you don't believe me, this was early this morning at Terminal 2, which is where airlines like Alaska and Delta fly out of. There would be big groups of people making their way. We got a good idea as to why people are traveling. One, a three-day weekend is a good opportunity for a soccer tournament. We've seen several groups throughout this morning heading to different parts of the country for soccer tournaments like Washington and New Jersey. What's a good way to prepare for some of these long lines? We'll hear from Lisa, who was heading to a soccer tournament.
We just got here super early, so we got up at like 2:30 this morning to get on the road and travel here and make sure we are all ready to go through the gates and meet our team.
Some good advice there. We also spoke with Nick Hill and Ben. They were walking by, rushing a little bit.
We'll go to Austin for a bachelor party.
But they got to SFO only about an hour before their flight.
Less than an hour, yeah.
You guys came less than an hour.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
I feel like we're pretty,
we're good.
Yeah.
We're
casual.
Worried.
Not worried. Line's looking not bad, but
we should probably get going.
We should probably get going soon,
but not too bad.
And lucky for them, this is how the lines were looking as they were heading over to their flights. Of course, you want to give yourself extra time, though, especially with days like this where at times we are seeing those waves of people. It's not just SFO, though. Airports throughout the country are going to be busy, including other ones in the Bay Area like San Jose Mineta International Airport and Oakland International Airport as well. So remember, everyone is heading to a destination, so just be extra concerned. Considerate of others.
All right, thanks, Jocelyn. One of those guys actually made it. Oakland International, as Jocelyn mentioned, expecting about 130,000 passengers through Monday. And Mineta San Jose expects to see about 366,000 over the next week. And it's going to be a busy day on the roads as well.
Busy everywhere. Mm-hmm. Drivers always pack highways on the Friday afternoon before Memorial Day. Gianna Franco gives us a look at what to expect this weekend on the roads.
Well, it is a getaway Friday for this Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people will be hitting the roadways and, of course, our Bay Area bridges. And the busiest days are going to be this afternoon between 3 and 6. And for anyone coming home after the weekend on Monday afternoon, it's certainly going to be quite busy coming back to the Bay Area as well. So plan ahead. If you can leave before 1 o'clock today, you're probably going to be in good shape as you hit the freeways. Some of our busiest routes are going to be eastbound 80 for folks heading maybe over to Tahoe or Sacramento. 101 likely going to be busy, and 580 eastbound, especially for anyone heading over towards I-5 and making that trip down to Southern California. Definitely give yourself some extra time, though, as you travel on our Bay Area bridges. You're going to see extra busy conditions, likely on the Golden Gate, Carquinez Bridge, as well as the Bay Bridge, and expect those delays. There are a lot of things happening around the Bay Area this weekend as well, in addition to Memorial Day travel. You've got Bottle Rock, so a lot of people will be headed up to the Napa area. If you did not book your parking in advance, it's been sold out, so you kind of might figure out another way to get there. Bottle Rock buses are a good option. Amtrak is a possibility as well. Rideshare Zone is at 3rd and Randolph, so do think about that as you plan your Uber and your Lyft. Complimentary bike parking, that's always an option too if you are headed to Bottle Rock. Carnival also happening in San Francisco this weekend, so there are a laundry list of street closures in the Mission. The festival is on Saturday with the parade on Sunday at 10 o'clock, so make sure you tune in. But Mission between 15th and 24th Street, you'll see those closures in place throughout the weekend. You're going to see a lot of activity in and around that area. BART is a great way to get there, but don't forget there is weekend track upgrades happening. So from anyone coming out of the East Bay, maybe you're coming from Rockridge or Orinda, you'll have to think about a plan B for that. But with the festival happening, it's going to be quite busy out there for traffic. And with the parade kicking off on Sunday, those closures will stay in effect for Carnival. It will be a lot of fun, though. Everything should wrap up at least by 4 o'clock, but do expect delays and reroutes. But again, public transit is definitely going to be your best bet. The Carnival Parade is this Sunday, and it is a time for celebration, but there's also a need for healing in the Mission. The community is still reeling from the effects of the pandemic, lost lives, lost incomes, and economic stress. But as Lynn Ramirez reports, there are plans for a new healing center that seeks to get back to indigenous ways of dealing with life's problems.
So here we have our humble altar.
Steve Darden is a Navajo elder who was trained by his elders to be a traditional practitioner, a person knowledgeable in the tribe's ancient methods to help heal the mind, body, and spirit. Darden uses his knowledge to help young people on the reservation break free of drugs and alcohol.
We remind them that they're not what the courts say they are or what drug that they're using is what they are. That's just a human experience, and we can overcome that.
And Darden ought to know because he's also a former Flagstaff city judge in Arizona, and he's visiting the American Indian Friendship House in San Francisco to help Mission District community leaders plan a new wellness center of their own based on the traditional indigenous methods.
Our medicines don't have the side effects. We have herbalists that have this ancient knowledge that deal with every part of our being. Dealing with the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical. So much of this world is just focused on this one, physical. Just dealing with the symptoms. They don't deal with the other underlying factors.
That is the inspiration behind the Indigenous Peoples Cultural Arts Healing Center, which will be built into Carnival San Francisco's new permanent home on Florida Street. It can't replace Western medicine in all cases, but it can be an alternative and supportive resource for people who are suffering.
Here we're going to be working to healing our community, going back to Indigenous ways by having curanderos, sobadores, Native American brothers and sisters here. And you know, you have people now today that are taking four or five different pills, so we want to get people off of drugs.
Forestation.
Roberto Hernandez and Peter Bratt say Latinos and Native Americans started working more closely together when both communities bore the brunt of COVID cases during the pandemic. Collaborative solutions to community needs like the Mission Food Hub grew out of that experience, as well as a just completed 130-unit affordable housing complex on the building's upper floors.
We've known for a long time that we have to address housing. You know, housing is a healthcare issue, and a lot of our people don't have housing.
The center will also have creator spaces for art, dance, and music, which can also help soothe the soul. Kana, the nonprofit behind the center and Carnival, is now trying to raise $5 million to complete the project in time to be a healing resource for people still feeling the effects of the pandemic.
We realize that we can't go back to business as usual. The pandemic really taught us a lot of lessons. And so this is an opportunity to go back and live simple and be able to give people hope and courage and strength.
They are taking action today, but planning for the future, mindful of another American Indian philosophy that states decisions made today will affect the next seven generations.
And remember, you can watch the Carnival Grand Parade this Sunday at 10 a.m. on CBS News Bay Area, streaming on the free CBS News app and on our sister station, KBCW.